hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is a, somewhat special edition of the show as we move into the holiday gift-giving season. We got some more ditties to play for you that'll hopefully put you in the mood for Christmas or, you know, may not. But we're going to do it anyway to amuse ourselves. And, that's just what we do here at Scuba Radio. At this time of year, we can kind of loosen up. It's kind of like our office Christmas party live on the radio. In the studio, Bill the producer, Jimmy the bubble boy, and CJ. And we got West Palm Beach Phil here as well, and I don't think he's met this guy, so I guess now is as good a time as any.
No, there is no good time.
Well, there is no good time.
So by definition, any time is as good a time as any other time because there are zero good times.
Yeah, so
baptism by fire. I got it.
Exactly. Phil's got his guitar with him too because he's.
Yeah, I'm in the Christmas spirit with the radio jingle you had before. I'm just I'm feeling a little jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Okay, that's enough of that. No,
fun
that's fine.
To ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Oh my God.
I knew this was going to happen. See,
this is what happens when you allow people to just connect over the internet without any level of supervision or control over how much they're getting poured.
Unplugged AC/DC.
Phil is going to get some singing lessons first.
All right, well, this is
some guitar lessons.
Phil, let me introduce you to Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, and he's now in here. Unfortunately,
I know who he is.
Can I borrow your spare air, Jimmy? Your spare air. I need your spare air.
All right, let me just explain to everybody who's getting this for the first time. This is the time of year that you're supposed to be a little bit more forgiving than others. At other times of the year. And there's this guy that's been passed out in front of our Scuba Radio studio for several years. And
happy to be here, Greg. Thanks,
yes, just, I can't just imagine quiet. Why you got a letter from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, well, let me explain. So he's usually outside of the studio, and we step over him as we get into the studio and do our show every
single
time.
I haven't tripped you once.
Okay, I understand.
Sometimes I think about it.
But the month of December, I decided, okay, we should be a little bit more... understanding and see if we can bring this guy in and help him out and show him a little Christmas cheer for the holiday. So we invite him into the studio. So, he smells of urine and spew.
Hey, that's Old Spice.
Okay, yeah. Really, really Old Spice. But anyway, that's the story. And so we allow him in to, I don't really know why we allow him in. Listen, I keep trying to see if we could sober you up and turn you into a diver, but it just doesn't seem to happen.
Somebody in the studio that's on my naughty list. Do you know who it is?
Jimmy the Bubble Boy?
That's correct.
Why? What? Is he on your naughty list?
What did I do?
He's been very, very naughty.
He's been naughty, has he?
I'm just going to say two words.
Okay.
Lingerie catalogs.
My eyes got me there.
I don't even know what that means.
Santa cannot look the other way.
Yeah.
That many times.
If you say
two, so. Two, three times, sure.
Yeah. All right.
Every day. Every day.
Just to be fair, Santa, if you're not looking away, then you're looking at it, too.
That's neither here nor there, Mr. Bill.
All right. Well, say hi to Phil Nico.
Hi,
West
Phil
Palm
Necro.
Beach. It's Nico.
I think
Beach,
I
Phil.
Have your rookie card.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just call me the Knuckle.
Okay, that's good.
Moose Knuckle.
Is Jerry the Diver guy on with us now,
Got
too?
It.
I don't know. I don't hear him, but I see him on the screen here. Jerry, if you're with us, we don't hear your mic just yet. Patch it in a different
Jerry
way.
Has a little mountain water for Santa.
That's spring water. And it's a mountain water from Virginia.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. It's
he is going to join us here eventually, Jerry the Diver guy.
It's a secret.
Oh, there he is. He is. I hear him.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Well, Jerry, welcome, man. Good to hear your voice.
What's going on?
What's going on, exactly?
Prepare to rig for dive.
Yeah, okay.
What's that smell?
Yeah, that would
That's not a smell. That is a smell is not strong enough of a word. Stench comes closer
dive,
to
dive,
being strong
everybody
enough.
Goes diving.
Now, I'll tell you what, that's impressive that it gets all the way through the internet up to Virginia to where Jerry the Diver guy is. That ought to kind of hopefully paint a picture. Well, not really hopefully.
Hey, did you guys see the
picture for
did
everyone.
You guys see the news? This might be a little off topic.
No, get
see,
out.
Did you see the new Star Wars movie trailer?
I have, yes.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Really? You like it. You're giving it two fins up. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa gives the new Star Wars trailer.
I have to go. Do you have any movie tickets?
Do I have a movie? You know, I don't.
Do you have any like giveaways? Like, hey, you're the 10th caller. You get movie tickets. And I was going to use those if you had some.
I actually,
to go
you know,
see Star Wars.
Next, what we're going to do is Vince was nice enough as we signed off of hour one. He told me during the break there, as I sent him on his way, that we were going to have the opportunity to give away a free spare air. How about that?
Well, somebody's trying to compete with Santa, but that's very nice.
I could use that right now.
That's not competition. That's a nice diving accessory that somebody listening could win. Now, we will give this away next week on the show, so make sure you're listening to Scuba Radio, and we will do just that, like Diver Number 5, or maybe we'll make it an email thing or something. We'll see how we can work that out.
That,
I do have
a sweet gift.
How about one of these? Do you you need one of these, Drunken Santa? The folks from Allet Wallets, the world's thinnest wallet, has been nice enough to hook us up with some of these because they are trying to put a stop to wallet butt. And I can plainly see, I don't know if that's actually a wallet that's bulging out of the back of your drawers.
No,
there.
But thank you for looking.
But I have,
listen to me. I need a new wallet because this one is made out of
what?
This is a special kind of leather.
Yeah, no, this is
you
actually.
You know what kind of leather this is?
What is
any guesses?
I'm afraid to ask.
Reindeer.
Correct.
Yes, of course. What
this
else would it be?
Was actually Blitzen.
Yeah, that's really not appropriate. This is actually made out of sailcloth, like for boaters.
From
and that
sailfish?
Kind of no, sailcloth.
Right, like from a sailfish.
Yeah, whatever. I'm trying to talk logic to a drunken maniac.
So is that waterproof?
Anyway, this is the world's thinnest wallet. It is waterproof or water repellent because it's made out of nylon. And it's ripstop nylon, the original Allet wallet, the world's thinnest wallet. I got one for you, Drunken Santa. Here you go.
That's awesome.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
I got that just for you because it's just the kind of guy I am.
It's the original. It replaced your bulky wallet.
And you won't have wallet butt anymore.
And it can be used as a gentleman's
and
banana
hammock. Wallet butt. Well, that is a noble cause. I think we should all try to strive to end wallet butt.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, I don't know what's bulging out of the back of you, but it's definitely something that should not
be. It could be coal, young man.
I will let you know that if you do a search for wallet butt,
yeah,
that the Allet is what comes up.
I told you. You thought I was making this up. Wow. These guys make a great product. I've been using these wallets for some time now.
Don't and, search for butt wallet.
I like it because it's got ripstop nylon.
Yeah, I see you opening
sometimes
it up.
Sometimes I get ripped.
I see
so
you.
That needs to stop.
There's no money in that, Drunken Santa. Yeah, he's like thumbing through, like, yeah, but I don't know if Greg like threw $100
bill in. That would be a nice gesture on your part.
Yeah, well, no, it would not.
I'm giving you free entertainment.
Now it's up to you to fill it.
Just like I fill stockings.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and you can, and if you do that, if you actually put real money in it, you feel free to give it back. I wouldn't mind having one with stuff in it.
No bodily fluids, please.
Yeah, quit it. All right. Well,
I don't understand what is happening on this radio show.
Well, no, that's a great gift for the diver on your list. You don't want wallet butt, and it's waterproof. That's a good, a very good wallet for divers, actually. So there you go.
Thinnestwallet.com.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
There you go.
So did I, this year, will I get something other than like a box of rocks for
Christmas?
Oh,
we'll see. That things are looking good.
Yeah.
Why do I sound like Bill Cosby? Oh, I can't talk about it.
Yeah, you know. Probably not the best time to bring up that reference with all the news stories right now.
I want a bottle of Grey Goose. Maybe Drunken Santa can hook me up with a bottle of Grey Goose.
Perhaps.
He really doesn't give alcohol for Christmas. He just drinks it.
I have to test it. Make sure it's safe for consumption.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I told you, we're sorry. What am I going to do, you know? We got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
5 bowls of flushing?
4 roids of throbbing? 3 nose hairs waving?
2 children starving?
Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio,
I love it.
Scuba Radio,
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
What the hell is wrong with you?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I don't know, you like that version or the Jose Feliciano version there, Drunken Santa? What do you think?
I like Felicity.
You like who?
Felicity.
Felicity? Okay.
Feliciano.
That's the best stuff I'm going to get
out of Feliz cumpleaños, Greg.
Okay. I don't know how many years.
That's Spanish for St. Patrick's Day.
All right. I don't know if that's true.
Is it, Bill?
I don't believe
how
that's accurate.
How would he know?
Yeah, he wouldn't know he nothing.
But no, I'm Irish.
He doesn't speak Gaelic.
Well, it is holiday shopping season, and we are bringing a guest on the show right now who I actually met from our show Just Plain Radio. You heard her on our DEMA broadcast when she came out to the Vegas. She lives in Vegas. She came out to the DEMA show and joined us for that because she has these new dive watches that she's brought over from the aviation world and use that technology. And now she's making these dive watches for women. And Abington is on Scuba Radio with us right now. Abington, how are you? Welcome.
Hi, Greg. I am so excited. I can't stop smiling for like the past 4 hours.
Yes. Well, I know she's excited, not only because, you know, it's the holidays, but she's actually using Kickstarter to fund this new project, this new model of watch for women, these dive watches. And it's actually going pretty well, isn't it?
It's going amazing. We've raised almost $30,000. We still have more than a couple weeks to go, and there's been over 150 backers on this thing. It's just going nuts. It's awesome.
Hey, Greg, yeah. I got an idea.
Uh-huh.
Drunk Santa, what? Since this is Scuba Radio, and she's starting her business.
Right.
She should go on Shark Tank.
No, she can't do that.
You
would love to do that, I bet, though.
Well, maybe Santa can make that happen.
Oh, heck, I'd totally love to do that.
Yes, of course she would. But, Bill, you had a comment? What?
I know why she's happy.
Why?
And why she's been smiling for 4 hours. Because when she agreed to be on the show with us, she thought she was going to have to be in the room with you. And 4 hours ago, she realized she could just do it on her computer and she doesn't have to see you. And now she's even happier because she doesn't have to smell drunken Santa.
Bonus.
Bonus, exactly. But no. A testament to her fortitude is the fact that we did hang in Vegas together and she's still talking to me.
She's still talking to you, but only over long distance.
Let's say Santa wanted to pick up some of these watches. Where can I find them?
Well, Abington, what do you think?
Oh, well, you can find the aviation style watches on the abingdonco.com if you ever search like female pilot watches, anything like that. Mm-hmm. But if you go to Kickstarter and search dive watch or diving or Abingdon or, you know, anything cool like that, then you'll see the Kickstarter and you'll see this watch we're trying to get made. It was 10 of us lady divers. I am a certified diver as well. Mm-hmm. And 10 of us got together. We've been designing this dive watch for the past year and a half. And it's absolutely stunning. It's titanium. It's rated down to 200 meters. It's an automatic.
It's because, you know what? Manual watches are
totally
a killer.
Well,
because you get that shift, that second gear to third gear, that kills you.
No, wait. This is like powered by magic or something. You don't even have to wind it or something. It's crazy. I don't know how you do this.
It's as strong as a submarine.
Well, there you go. And you know, it makes sense. Now, I know you've had, this is one of the first times, honestly, that I've...
Much easier to wear.
That is absolutely true.
Okay. This is one of the first times I've actually watched one of these Kickstarter programs closely. And I know it must be nerve-wracking to put on a thing like this to fund your business, but it's pretty impressive what you've done so far. And I know the reason you're so excited this morning is that one of the backers did something special for you this morning. Is that right? What's going on?
Yeah, so we have this really unique incentive where we name all of... Well, let me start. The Abingdon Company names all the watches after women's names. So we've got Jackie, Amelia, Elise, all sorts of other ones.
There's Greg.
And this one is named Greg. Well, they're kind of women's names, but...
That must be German.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. All right. But so this one is named Marina, and and that's the name that we chose for it. But one of the incentives on the Kickstarter is to actually name the watch yourself. If you pledge $10,000, then you can name the watch yourself. And it will be on the face of the watch, the back of the watch, the packaging, the manual, everything, in perpetuity from when this company just keeps on going. So decades, however long we make this watch.
That is
so
cool.
So it's something it's totally cool. It's something that we've never offered before. And I had there was a video update that went around Facebook. It went kind of viral. And this woman called me this morning who said, listen, I'm a woman entrepreneur. I've run my own business now forever. And I love what you're doing. I think it's great that we have more products for divers because I'm a diver as well. And I want to offer this to you. Whatever you can raise this weekend by Monday night at midnight, I will match on Tuesday, and I will match up to the $10,000 Name the Marina watch.
Sweet.
How insane is that?
That is awesome.
Okay, boys and girls, go donate to this Kickstarter, or you are not getting crap on Christmas Day.
Well, here's the good news. The good news is that we can put the screws to another female entrepreneur by donating to help this Kickstarter program. Now, is there anything that I can get aside from just knowing that in addition to my money, a woman who has been successful in her own right is going to have to throw in money equal to my donation? Is there anything else that goes in with this?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the for me, the real key is somebody who's successful now is we're getting the screws put to her. If I give $500, she's going to give $500.
Well, no, that's a good thing.
I know it's a good thing for Abington.
And
but
we want her watch to come to fruition.
We want her to be in the diamond industry. There's no question we want that to happen. That's not. But I'm saying some other woman has to kick in. It's about time.
Well, here's what else you
Bill.
Bill.
Oh, just quiet, you two. Let Abington speak.
I'm going to totally ignore that comment.
Yes,
thank you.
But here's what you would get. You would, if you wanted, you could pledge for one of the dive watches. You could get it before it's actually going to be released to the public for much less than what it's going to be released for. It's an early backer pledge. You even have the ability to go dive with Neil Watson. You might know who he is, the dive god. AKA Dive God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that this happened. But you can't believe this happened.
You're an attractive woman, and Neil Watson talked to you. I can't believe it happened either. That is the most shocking thing I have ever heard in my life.
Outrageous!
Oh, be quiet. All right, Abington, hold the line. We'll come back after the break. I'll round these losers up.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Abington is our guest on Scuba Radio right now. She's in Vegas, and she's running a Kickstarter campaign for a new dive watch for women called the Marina. And you know what? I'm not even going to turn their mics on because we'll never get out this information properly if I don't do just that, Abington. So I want to make sure everybody knows how to get to the program or your Kickstarter campaign and can support it. Let's get that out there once again real quick. What is it?
So if you go to Kickstarter, you can search Dive for Diver's Watch, Dive Watch.
Right.
If you go to theabingtonco.com, then you can find it there. So basically anything, search female pilot watches, which we started with. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you'll find our website, The Abingdon Co., and that's spelled A-B-I-N-G-D-O-N, and then C-O for company. Anything like that on Kickstarter, Abingdon, Marina, Dive Watch, you'll be able to find it.
There you go. And you know what? I'm putting her on today because she is a diver, and she's bringing a product to the dive industry that I think is needed. I mean, all the people that saw it at DEMA really dug it, and Abington's just a cool chick, I got to tell you. I mean, from the Just Plain Radio show, she is a super pilot, so I am in awe of her abilities and skills on that level, and it's good to support folks like this that want to bring it into the dive industry, and that's why we are supporting it. So whether you're into female dive watches or not, you know, support the Kickstarter program, and she has a backer that actually is going to match all the pledges this weekend through Sunday at midnight, and then she'll you'll double your money and hopefully reach your goal here within the next couple weeks or so. Is that right?
That's right. I think she actually said that she was going to go through Monday, since she gave us a call this morning.
Oh, good.
Okay. She said she would back through Monday at midnight. So anything that we raise over this weekend, she will match that come Tuesday morning, whatever she sees.
And one of the dive packages is with Neil Watson, and I threw it in there. I said, look, you make that happen, and one of the backers sign on, we'll come out and put them on the radio and make them a Scuba Radio correspondent for a day. Or maybe we'll just come over to Bimini with them. Enjoy some dive time with them. Abington, good luck to you. I know it's going to be a huge success, and it's all about paying it forward, isn't it? That's what we're doing here on Scuba Radio. Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Get all slushy too.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Come on.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Come on.
Tump, tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Hurry now.
Tump, get frosty, tump, tump.
Go, go,
tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Go,
tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Oh, buddy, he's a slow.
Frosty,
tump, tump, tump.
What's that?
What's the matter?
Go for me, man.
Frosty the snowman.
What snowman? Listen, we go back to Jamaica, see?
Great.
It's nice and warm.
I always wanted to see the town.
Can't do it in the snow out there. Too cold, man. Too cold. My feet, man, is swelling up, see? Too cold.
Happy birthday!
So that's your favorite Scuba Radio song, Bill. Is that what you're trying to... You were telling me that earlier.
I think like it one. Is, without question, the pinnacle of your success as a parody radio producer.
Okay. Frosty the Snowman. Yeah, it's an oldie but a goodie.
And I love it. I love it. West it puts Palm me in the Beach. Mood. It's got the it's got the steel drums in it, which we've already determined is a prerequisite of all holiday music for me.
Okay, if you say so.
Nothing says holidays like steel drum music.
All right. West Palm Beach, Phil, what do you think? You like Frosty the Snowman? Was that a one that you would rank up there? He's
you know,
musician.
All of this is getting me in the Christmas spirit,
it
especially
is,
Drunken Santa. It's just getting me, excited for the season.
What was that? Did I just hear a turkey?
That was a steel drum.
That was a steel drum, Drunken Santa.
Listen, I can sound just like.
Oh, brother.
Tiny
okay, just stop. Just stop. Jerry
brain.
The Diver Guy is on with us via the web as well. And, Jerry, I know you're just sitting back, relaxing. I don't know if you're sipping on some spring water there to pass the time.
I got to tell you, every picture in my mind is just him sitting back on a rock in a rocking chair.
Yeah.
With a stump, like a big old stump for a side table and a mason jar of moonshine.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's what I see.
I thought he lost
my
leg.
Fiddle, too. So.
He's got his fiddle.
So.
Banjo, harmonica. All right, just stop, Drunken Santa. That makes no sense.
Drunken Santa, can sing along. Can you sing along with me? Drunken Santa, ready?
Here he goes.
Jingle bells.
Drunken Santa. I've been laid today. The Batmobile, Rocket Wheel, and Greg got away.
Abingdon is so glad she's not.
That was awesome.
She could not be happier to not be here.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Oh.
Okay, now unplugged of AC/DC Back in Black.
Okay.
Yeah, geez.
You have no control of the situation, Greg.
Know,
none.
You're sounding great!
Okay. Yeah, okay, enough. Man.
Wow.
I'm wondering who has the spring water,
just
Santa or Jerry?
Just a couple of minutes ago before this show went
That's
completely
really good,
off
actually.
The rails.
Yeah.
Abingdon had a legitimate story to tell about Neil Watson, and I made a mockery of it, and it's all gone downhill from
Father
there.
Father who's about to rock! Fire!
Oh, boy.
Any karaoke bars open tonight? You need to go and start singing some Brian Johnson AC/DC.
Yeah. You're
That's
sounding great, son! We're gonna do some Sin City!
All right, whatever. Just stop this nonsense. All right, Jerry. I got to talk to Jerry because Jerry's coming down to South Florida to get away from Virginia, and
Virginia, there is no Santa Claus,
and do some diving in South Florida. Matter of fact, I think we're going to sync up and participate in the Winterfest Boat Parade in Fort Lauderdale. Is that right, Jerry? That's still on the agenda.
Yeah.
You looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Good.
We are there.
Yeah. Are you guys? So what's the deal up there in Virginia? You got snow on the ground? Is it like freezing cold and everything, or what?
No, it was like 56 a while ago, so hopefully it stays that way.
56 a while ago. By a while ago, it means like what, October.
Cherry's coming
got
out.
Got that Virginia sense of time.
Time is a blur.
Yeah.
A while ago, something happened.
He's coming out of hibernation.
Coming up in a bit, I guess it's going to happen again.
Wait, say that about your spring water there, Jerry. What?
You can't talk straight on spring water.
Yeah, good point. Good point. You know, Jerry's right there from where they filmed that show Moonshiners. And I I've asked him to provide some color commentary for me on that show off the air. And he's very, I don't know, what's the right word there? Knowledgeable about how
Ooh,
they operate.
You're talking said his language.
I thought you would appreciate
oh,
that.
Oh, Chris Krieger.
I know nothing.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, you're going to bring someone down, though, from your dive shop, Mountain Divers, and do some checkout dives? Is that the plan next weekend?
Yeah. We're going to finish up the last checkout dive with him and then throw him in for his advanced class.
Yeah. So you have to do a deep dive, a night dive, and the whole... I don't know what four of them, right? A deep. What are
yep.
you doing? Navigation.
Navigation. Wreck. Deep wreck boat. Going to throw nitrox in there somewhere. No.
Okay. All right. Well, what are you?
He's
saying?
Got a solid plan, is what he's saying. I've got yeah. a solid plan. Figure sometime in the future, probably go diving.
Well, you know, I told him I'm going to come down there.
Like me. Well,
you know, Saturday night. The 13th of December is the Winterfest Boat Parade. This is the largest Christmas light boat parade literally in the world, I believe. And Jeff at South Florida Diving Headquarters, Captain Cocktail, has actually been asked Ooh, yeah. to be the lead boat for the Christmas Boat Light Parade this year.
Wow.
Because he has these new flyboards, and they would like two guys doing the flyboards, those things like jetpack things or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they want those cool, two right? guys to lead off the boat. Parade. So he runs the concession for the flyboards. So they're going to have the two guys in the dive boat lead the boat parade, and he's asked me to help him out on the boat. You know,
in which capacity would he be having Greg?
Well, someone has to assist him, and you know, Captain Cocktail doesn't participate in an event like this without his lucky sidekick, Liquor Boy, and that would be me.
Liquor Boy.
Yeah. Captain Cocktail and Liquor Boy.
Perfect.
Yeah. So
meanwhile,
that's...
back at the hotel.
Joe, cleverly disguised as a bisexual light bulb, is being turned on by everyone.
Shenanigans are afoot.
Okay. Well, Jerry the Diver Guy might fit well into this, you know, this dynamic duo as well. So we're looking
oh,
at
good.
Recruiting.
That's what the dynamic duo needs. More people.
Well, yeah, you know.
Dynamic triad.
And, you know, after the diving, after his dive instruction's done, you need a little time to blow off some steam, and that might be a good way to do it. Be on the party boat, lead boat, or the boat parade, or one of the...
Party.
Or one of the observation boats that they'll set right off the side there, the inland waterway of
Sounds
Fort
good.
Lauderdale. What do you think, Jerry? You game or what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
party,
yeah.
Party.
Well, your game and... What? Santa's gamey.
Make the Yuletide gay. You
know, we could bring some spring water down.
You could bring some spring water.
Wait, hold on.
I could share this with Drunken Santa.
Careful what you're
and
saying, because you're going to be driving.
Him on this flyboard.
Keep driving.
Get a bath out of him.
Jerry, you're going to be driving down using the Federal Interstate Highway System, and I'm not sure how legal your transportation plan is right there.
He said spring water.
You just busted my bubble.
He said spring water, Bill. What the hell's
I'm
the problem?
I'm pretty sure. Jerry, follow me on this. You're probably coming down on Route 80, right?
Yes.
Route 80. Yes. So if anybody was trying to find Jerry, it would be a bad thing if the police were set up there on Interstate 80. That would be
That's
horrible.
Exactly right.
Don't
I'm
let that happen.
77.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I didn't say that out loud.
Never. Never.
Do you have any idea where CJ went?
No.
He's been here. He's in the bathroom.
He was here, and he was here, and he was here, and then Santa shows up.
He's trapped.
Where's CJ?
I don't know.
Because CJ, he and I were talking about something during the break at the bottom of the hour, and I thought he was going to talk about it.
Okay. What?
This is the, and I hope I'm getting the pronunciation right, he was holding his nose because of Santa. The Gromit.
As we all were.
Grumageddon Tour 2015. It's about learning how to bodyboard. There's going to be free bodyboard classes for kids of all ages. There's going to be a tour. They just wrapped up the 2014 tour. Yeah. There's going to be a 2015 tour.
Okay.
And you can find out more information about it by going to Grumageddon Tour 2015. And that's not that easy to do, but here's a great way to do it. If you go to Facebook,
yeah,
type in on Facebook, Science Bodyboards Florida. It'll come right up, Science Bodyboards of Florida. On Facebook, just type in Science Bodyboards. It can be all one word, all separate words. Science Bodyboards of Florida, and find out about the Grumageddon Tour. And they want to spread the stoke of bodyboarding.
Okay, well, so it's about paying it forward or doing something nice for the holidays. So that was, you know, CJ wanted to get that out earlier. So.
Yeah, but then he took off.
Well, nature,
where the heck is he?
I don't know.
Professional radio broadcaster, my behind.
Hey, be nice.
Scuba Radio. Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. It's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle. I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wetsuits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with Scuba Radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny they should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wetsuits we will go.
Pa!
Take it from Kris Kringle on Scuba Radio.
I'm home!
On Scuba Radio.
Now,
ho, ho!
This won't hurt a bit.
So says you. I'm not sure if everyone would agree with that. But
I want to be a dentist.
Yeah. So we're sorry, but that's just what we do for the holidays, is share these little ditties. They will continue into next week's show, because next week the plan is to host the official 2014 edition of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza. Now, if you have not caught this before, you may ask, what the
There's
hell are you
There's still time to never experience it.
Well, thanks for sharing there, Drunken Santa.
Silver balls, it's Christmas time.
Yeah. Yeah, Drunken Santa is a part of this. You know, it is that time of year where we let him into the studio because we just feel obligated to do so at this time
of
year.
Really. You love good old... You would have no Christmas show without the good old Santa.
Well, that's probably
you
true.
You just have now, your lame songs and an elf.
Are we going to be able to do the things we did last year, which made this a reasonably acceptable thing? He had his annual change of clothes and his quadrennial bath. Is that going to happen? Are we going to be able to repeat the bath next year?
We're going to repeat some. I got a can of Lysol.
That all depends. The bath depends on if the Brazilian swimsuit model is coming.
Yes, Kelly,
because
the Brazilian swimsuit model.
My back and other places I can't.
She
reach.
Watches your back or washes your
washes.
Back?
Washes.
Oh, brother. Okay, well, she is going to be a part of this.
Excellent with a loofah.
We have plans to incorporate Jerry the Diver Guy into this. Jerry,
very
I don't
nice.
Know if you know this, but
into my bath.
Jerry, would you care to
spring water?
I mean, I'm as open-minded as the next guy, but come on.
Well, just another sip or two out of the mason jar, you'll be fine, Jerry. You think?
I believe I'm going to have to break out the gallon.
He's going to need a big old barrel of booze to get through this. Now,
in the future, I might take a sip or two.
Yeah. Like I tell Kelly, just a nip.
Just a nip, huh? Okay.
Just the nip.
Well, what we're doing exactly is a Christmas
Santa,
play.
You are so right.
I thank you, honey.
Now, Patrick was supposed to be
here.
Yeah,
that's about yourself.
Patrick was supposed to be here to go over the script for our Christmas play, which will be part of the Crap Stravaganza.
Right.
It's the main focus, really, of the Christmas Crap Stravaganza show.
Yes.
Crap Stroganoff.
And basically, he didn't show. So
I'm getting increasingly concerned. I will be completely honest.
I don't know, Santa. Can you look into your magic snowball and tell us what happened?
Santa will look into his bag of tricks.
Yeah, but this is a script.
I'm not a gypsy.
That Patrick wrote.
Yes.
Who is a
published author.
He's a published
for
author.
Goodness sake,
has,
and a good one at that.
Yeah, and he's written these Christmas plays over the last couple of years that have really been great if you're doing acid. while you're listening, but
they are stories that tell a story and reflect a hidden agenda of artistic beauty
or psychosis. But either way,
I'm taking the chance.
they're fun to execute for our own amusement, and you know, if you can follow along at home, you're welcome to do so. If not, just listen to the chaos. Because that's usually what it evolves into.
It's
evolves
usually
or devolves?
A heartwarming tale.
Yes.
Of what?
If not, follow along on Broadway in the next 5 years.
Well, that's right. This could be the precursor to a major Broadway run.
You know, at last year's, which had a fantastic portion of the show, which was about your career as a near Olympic skater.
Yeah.
And how history was changed through time travel. You can't beat a time travel story.
No.
It's fantastic. This could be Xanadu all over again.
It's going to be at least that good.
You know what? That's setting the bar just high enough, I think.
Xanadu-do.
Setting the bar just high enough.
I have no idea what twisted tale awaits us for this year's extravaganza.
That's because he's sent you four different final versions of the script, and you have looked at none of them.
No, I did. I read it on our last.
And you still have no idea.
Well, I read it when we were in Saba on the last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and promptly forgot about it.
Just point me towards the mermaid, and I'll wing it.
I think I kind of blocked it out.
I understand.
After I read it, I was like, oh, this is too disturbing to
too much.
Jimmy was super funny last year.
I don't remember.
You had some great stuff, some impromptu stuff.
I don't remember any of it, but I remember it was funny.
You remember it being funny, do you, Santa?
Santa laughed his jolly ho-hos off.
Okay.
And then he laughed some more.
That's all I remember from
Oh,
Jimmy.
My God.
Oh, that's
right.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Actually, that character is back.
Really?
You are the narrator.
Actually, I talked to Patrick about changing that character to Jerry the Diver Guy, though.
Thank you, Greg.
Figure in the future, probably do some narrating.
Yeah.
Probably do some narrating.
No telling. It could happen. You'll have to tune in next week and hear all about it.
Never know, could tell.
Yeah.
Might happen.
It's going to be a good time for us, at least.
Just a little while back, it was 56
degrees. That's all I promise, is that we will definitely amuse ourselves. All right, Drunken Santa, that's enough out of you. Jimmy the Bubble Boy, thank you. Bill the producer, great. Phil and Jared Abington. The Diver Guy. We had a fun time today. Happy holidays, everyone. Till next time, remember, it's always better.
Down with a sweater.
Say good, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.